Yeah. Had to bump some of this old school time because we're going to chop up some ism today. Had to put on something that gave me a little Mackish vibe. Had to put on something that gave me a little ism, a little Mackish vibe, because we're going to drop a little ism today. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Y'all know me. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. I'm your gracious host. Let's get it.
Get it up.
I gotta let this ride. Some of y'all don't know nothing about this. It's this old 80s player shit right here. Anyway, y'all, I'm here. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We're about to make it do what it do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number. Call up. We're gonna chop up some real good game, but what we're gonna do before we chop up that game, we're going to take a quick commercial break, family, and we'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
If you want a radio-ready production that's industry standard and beyond in terms of sheer quality, then look no further than the good homie, Strife Jones. Check out his new website, strifejonesbeats.com. You spell that S-T-R-Y-P-H, jonesbeats.com. I can assure you everything on it is nothing but hits. Check it out if you're a serious rapper or a serious singer wanting to get in the game for those hot beats. Check out again, strifejonesbeats.com.
Bay Area, get ready. Cincinnati, get ready. Join Tariq Nasheed from the hit film series, Hidden Colors, on the Age of Empowerment Tour. On the Age of Empowerment Tour. Coming to the Bay Area at the Black Repertory Theater in Berkeley, California on January 30th. And coming to Gallery 7 in Cincinnati, Ohio, February 6th. For tickets and info, go to www.tariqlive.com. For tickets and info, that's www.tariqlive.com. The Age of Empowerment.
Now listen up, if you're a rapper, if you're a singer or a music producer or label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's your one-stop shop for professional-grade online mixing and mastering. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering right now. Clients rate them as the number one online mixing and mastering service on the net. With 13 years of experience, you can expect top quality and quick turnaround times. Visit Legendary Mix online today at LegendaryMix.com. Call or text at 347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1@gmail.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We are back. We are back. We are back. Let me put on my Mac and music so we can get it cracking right here on Tariq Elite Radio Show. This is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me shout out and thank everybody who came to my lecture in the Bay Area this past weekend. We had an absolute ball out in the Bay. The lecture was sold out, way over capacity, but we were still squeezing people in, and we had a ball. The Bay came out and showed so much love, and I gotta tip my hat, pop my collar, once again, for all the brothers and sisters in Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco. People came down from Sacramento. People came over from Vegas. So, man, much love and respect to everybody who came out and represented, man. I love you, and I honor you for coming out. And shout out to everybody who's coming out to Cincinnati this Saturday. I will be in Cincinnati this Saturday. So you guys still get your tickets at TariqLive.com. TariqLive.com. I'm going to be doing a lot of press out there in Cincinnati, doing a lot of radio, some of the local television stuff there Friday. So it's going to be on and cracking out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, fam, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. And like I said, later on in the show, we're going to chop up some ism, because I haven't chopped up no good ism in a minute. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, this Rami is from Chicago.
Rami is from Chicago. How you doing, fam? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good, bro. Hey, I'm recently thinking about starting up my own local black-centered magazine.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could, you know, let me know what I might need to do and how much I might need to spend and stuff like that, because I'm researching, but I can't really, you know, pinpoint exactly what I need to do.
Yeah, with magazines, it's kind of tricky because a lot of magazines are going online now. But I think you can still get something going on with the local magazine scene if you know your target audience and if you tap into your target audience and what your target audience wants. Like, what kind of magazine will it be?
It's a magazine based on African American news, African news, national and global, some history, black history that's not taught in school. Basically, a black conscious magazine with no bullshit from the white supremacist media.
Okay, so what you gotta do, magazines and any type of product is really about how you market it and who you're marketing it to, who's gonna be your core audience. So with something like that, I would say you would hit up the schools and the universities, hit the study groups of people like that who are into that already. Also check out some of the black bookstores out there in Chicago, like Culture Connection and some of the others, and see if you can get a plug in there with them, because they already have a line with that type of community. So again, just email me so we can just chop up some game and I can give you some tips, all right?
All right, thanks, bro.
Thanks for the call, man. Young brother trying to do good things. I love it. I love that. Brother, you still on the phone?
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to hang up.
Man, hang your ass up and go out there and get busy. All right? I'm talking. This nigga's still on the phone like a damn late night creep. Like, you know, when you're talking on the phone with a jump off, or not even a jump off, the love of your life, you don't want to get off the phone. You're like, okay, good night. Hello? You still there? I thought you had hung up. That's how this nigga sound. God damn it. Don't do that. But shout out to the brother, man. Hope he get his shit together. Don't forget, man, go to Tariq Radio and check out my lectures, Breaking the Cycle. You can download that lecture right now. I'm going to have my other lecture, the one that I did in the Bay. That's going to be available pretty soon. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Let me see who else is on the phone. A lot of folks calling. I want to chop it up with the family. Hold on one damn second. What's up? Who's calling?
I was up. This Gumbo from Texas.
Gumbo from Texas. You sound like a big old brother. What's going on, Gumbo?
Oh, not much. I got a question about the game right quick.
Go ahead.
All right. I bring this girl over for Team Colors and Chill, right?
Yeah.
And about 15 minutes in, she looking at me trying to fuck, but I ain't even trying to, like, really get into all that. I'm trying to see if she can soak up the game on the movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, should I smash or should I, like, pass?
Now, do you like the girl? I mean, you know, what's the deal with her?
Yeah, she's thinking, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to see if she's serious about this black empowerment.
All right, but shit, give her some black pole and see how she acts after that. Because if she's down to smash, I mean, she's down to smash. There's a, you know... And she could still be down to smash and still be down about black empowerment. Maybe you put the movie on and that knowledge radiated and turned her on. You understand? But again, but on the same token, you can elevate her game to another level if you're trying to do big things with the woman. If you're trying to build something with her, you can play it off and get real mackish with her and say, okay, we ain't going to go there yet until we build something. You can get real, real mackish and pimpish with the game if you want to go that route. But it just depends on what you want from the young lady. It sounds like she's kind of a casual type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so it all depends on how you feel about it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you. My man didn't want to smash. Right, that's a good thing. I'm not knocking him. But how did the chick look? She might not have been that bomb of a chick, though. She might have been like an extra average chick, because that nigga would have hit that. Brother would have hit that. But I digress. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, it's Mike from Dallas.
Mike from Dallas or Molly from Dallas?
Mike.
Mike from Dallas. What's on your mind? I got to get down to Dallas, man. We're looking.
Yeah, I'm going
to
come.
Let me ask you.
Come.
Let me ask you this. What, the crowd down there in Dallas, what, could they come out for like a Wednesday show? Because what I want to do, I want to hit up a couple of cities back to back, do Dallas on Wednesday, go to New York, do New York on Friday, and then go down to D.C. and do D.C. on a Saturday. Do you think the Dallas crowd will come out on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I actually know a lot of people down here who listen to your stuff. So
yes.
I think a lot will come, yeah.
Okay, I got a strong audience in Dallas. I don't know why I've been sleeping on y'all, Dallas, but we're looking at venues now. We're talking to venues right now, so I can come on down, and we're going to tear Dallas up, man. But go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Is it all right if I ask you a quick game question?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, you know, I'm 19, but I was homeschooled most of my life because, you know, my parents, they didn't want me to be miseducated, right?
Are your parents from Africa?
Nah, they're from here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I started college early, and I only have 2 years left. You know, I have a well-paying job, a nice car. I got my place, you know, my money's together, and I'm ahead of most of my peers. But, you know, I've never been in a relationship, and I'm still a virgin, so I should be worried about that.
No, man, you did what you're supposed to do, man. Your parents were raising you right. They were getting your mind together. They were helping you get your finances together. Because let me tell you something, man. When you get your money and your finances and your education and your knowledge game together, all the sex and the women, that's going to come automatically, man. Because the older you get as a man, the higher your stock is going to rise. So you haven't even gotten into the arena of getting the ladies yet, because that's going to pop off, you know, automatically. So that's good that you're focused on what you need to be focused on. My thing is this now, because you are a 19-year-old virgin, I don't want you to get pussy whooping sprung on the first piece of ass you get. That's what, yeah, I don't want you to do, all right? When you get that first piece of ass, you know, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel great, especially if it's a girl with skills. Don't let her get you whooped. You know what I'm saying? Keep your composure and keep your money stacking up, because you did the right thing. You did it in the right order. And the women are going to come to you, brother. Don't worry about that. Once you finish college, and even when you're in college, but really once you finish college and start stacking up your paper, they're going to gravitate towards you, because you're going to be in the arena where women who are looking for quality men. And you sound like you're about to be a quality dude already. You feel me?
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call, fam. That's what I like, man. Brother was homeschooled. His parents, they did the right thing with the brother. They did the right thing with him. Don't trip on the fact that you ain't getting no ass yet. It's coming. Just keep your hygiene in order. You'll be all right. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Joe from Indianapolis.
Joe from Indianapolis. How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
I'm well, man. I don't really have much to say. I just wanted to say I appreciate you ever since I discovered you.
Yes, sir.
You just opened my eyes, man. You just opened my eyes, and I just try to get the word out to those who listen. So I just wanted to give you a shout-out.
Man, I respect and appreciate that, man. Thanks for the call, family. Hey, man, I'll take props. Love that. I ain't got no problem with getting props at all. That's what I do. I do a service of game. Now, y'all ready to get into some game? I haven't gotten into some real good game in a minute. I see my man Shy D is in the chat room. Shout out to my dude, MC Shy D. Shy D in the chat room. That's my old school partner from the A-Town. Shout out to my dude. But let's get into some game, family. We haven't gotten into some ism in a minute, so let's get your pens and papers out. Because so much stuff is going on, I rarely get a chance to get into some ism. Before I do, let me throw some out real quick. Y'all know that dude, Daniel Holtzclaw, that white supremacist rapist who was raping all those sisters. Now, he's in jail right now, but I just read today that the Oklahoma City jail, or the prison system there, they lost his record. They can't find his record or something like that. So there's already some fuckery going on. They're trying to protect this dude. They done lost the prison record. He's still in jail, but the online record, people can't access it because they done lost it. So they're trying to protect this dude. I just want to keep people abreast on the fuckery that's going on. But anyway, I digress. Excuse me. I got a little cough because all this traveling I'm doing. My throat is a little raw right now. So y'all kind of forgive me if my throat is sounding a little crazy, if I do a little coughing and wheezing. That's what I'm trying to get right before I fly out tomorrow. I fly out to Cincinnati tomorrow, so I'm trying to get right before I get back on the damn road. But I digress. But anyway, let's chop it up. You know what? Today's topic, family. Today's topic is 5 signs that you and your mate are not compatible. Because a lot of times we talk about things that make people compatible. We talk about things that will make people click. We talk about things that will make relationships work. Well, let's talk about how to know that you're in a situation with a person that you're really not compatible with. Because this is something that a lot of us should know. A lot of us are in these relationships and it just don't feel right. These relationships don't go nowhere. We don't grow in the relationship. And really, it's just about you not being compatible with that person. That's a harsh reality that we have to wake up to sometimes. So let's get into it. Get your pens and paper. And let's get into the 5 reasons where, or 5 signs where you're not compatible with your mate. Now, the number one thing, family, that shows that you and your mate are not really compatible, if you are more annoyed by your mate than you are content with your mate. See, family, in a relationship, every now and then you're going to be annoyed. There's a 90-10 ratio, meaning that 90% of the time in a relationship, you're supposed to be content 90% of the time. But 10% of the time, you're going to be annoyed. 10% of the time in all relationships, that you have to give a little leeway for annoyance. Sometimes everything is good, but just some days you wake up and your mate is just getting on your damn nerves. You're just annoyed by your mate. That happens. That's a natural thing. Sometimes you get a little testy. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's them. Sometimes moods clash, but that's only 10% of the game. Now, the thing is, if 90% of the time you always feel annoyed by this motherfucker you laying up with, and only 10% of the time you're content, like every blue moon, everything is cool, but most of the time you're just annoyed. You see him, it's like, oh, Lord, this motherfucker right here. You don't want to go home. Like, oh, shit, I got to go home to her damn mouth. Oh, Lord, I don't want to go to the crib. You understand? If it's 90% annoyance, that means basically you're just not compatible. Two people shouldn't be annoyed with each other all the time. Now let's get to number 2, the second sign that shows that you and your mate might not be compatible. Now number 2, if your mate chooses to be around your friends more than they want to be around you. If your mate is out there with a, if you're a dude, your girlfriend is out with her cousins and family and homegirls running the streets, and she enjoys that more than kicking it with you, that shows that she's not really compatible with you. And ladies, if you're dealing with a dude and this nigga like going out to the club and the bar and drinking and hanging out with his buddies all the time, I'm not talking about every blue moon. Every blue moon, that's fine. But all the time, it's like a regular basis. I'm on, like every other day, he's hanging out with his buddies and hanging out with you a smidgen of the time. That just kind of shows that you two are not really compatible and this dude is not really ready to be in a relationship with you and vice versa. The lady, she's trying to hit the streets and she's putting on the hoe heels out there hitting the blade. She ain't really ready to snatch it on down with you. Now let's get to the third thing. The third sign, excuse me, that shows that you and your mate might not be compatible. The third thing is, family, if your mate cannot read your emotions. When people are in relationships, there's an energy that clicks where you are able to kind of feel and sense the emotion that the other person is having. When you're clicked in with somebody and you guys have the right chemistry, you can feel if their mood is fine or if their mood is not fine. You can feel if they're happy, sad, upset, angry, jealous. You can sense that with your mate. If you cannot sense that with your mate and you're doing things to trigger negative emotions, that means you people are not really compatible. If you cannot read when your mate is upset, if you're just oblivious to it, and you keep doing things that make that mate upset, that's not going to work. Because that shows that you guys are not clicked in with each other. That shows that there is no chemistry. That shows that you guys are not vibing correctly. So that means you might have to charge that situation to the game. Excuse me. I told you about my throat. Don't trip. Now, the fourth sign that will let you know that you and your mate might not really be compatible, family, if you really can't discuss each other's interest. Sometimes two people get together, man, and they just really, outside of sex, the sex might be bomb, but just outside of y'all humping it up something fierce, y'all really don't have anything to talk about. You're the kind of dude who don't really want to discuss the shit she's all about, like loving hip-hop and getting her nails done or whatever, girly shit, which ain't nothing wrong with that, but you might not be the type of dude who wants to hear shit like that all the time. And you might not be a deep dude either. She might be a well-read sister. She might be a woman who's all about knowledge and empowerment, and you might be a kind of a dusty, bummy nigga who don't know anything like that. You just want to talk about rims, turning up, drinking, and weed. So that shows you people are just not really compatible. Sometimes you guys just don't click if it's not about having something progressive to talk about together, something about building, something about uplifting each other. If you can't do that, you can't discuss that, you can't talk about things that piques the other person's interest, then maybe that's something you have to charge to the game. Now, family, the fifth sign that will let you know that you and your mate are not compatible, if your mate or significant other repeatedly gets violent with you. Now, let me say that again. If you and your mate or your mate repeatedly gets violent with you, and I use the word repeatedly because, truth be told, sometimes you got to give somebody a little leeway. And let me say that. I'm not condoning violence. I'm just saying sometimes in relationships, you have to know or find out what the boundaries are. And sometimes you find out the hard way. And that's with men or women. So one violent episode is somewhat understandable. Not condoning it, but I kind of understand. And that goes for men and women, because men can get violent early in relationships and women can get very violent early in relationships. Because sometimes you don't know who you're dealing with, and sometimes when you're dealing with somebody initially, you don't know what buttons are going to trigger certain things. Sometimes women, you get with dudes and the last dude you were with, you got to talk a lot of shit with, and then you get with this new dude and you talk shit, and he asks you a question. He's like, "Hey, sweetie, can you wash clothes?" Like, "Wash clothes? I ain't no clothes washing bitch, nigga. Who you got?" And then all of a sudden, in mid-sentence, you find yourself falling down a flight of stairs. The nigga done kick you in the stomach down a flight of stairs. And now, as you're falling down the stairs, you're reflecting on what you said. You're thinking and trying to think like, "Oh, damn, I should not have came at this nigga that way." And you're saying this while you're falling. You're like, "Oh, damn. Maybe I should have not said some shit like that to this nigga. Now, when I hit the ground, I'm gonna know better. Maybe I'm gonna come at this dude a little different next time. Cause I didn't know this nigga be kicking bitches in the stomach. God damn, this nigga's about that life. So I better not ever get smart with this nigga like that. I better talk it out with this nigga." And then you hit the ground, and then bam, you wake right up. You look at some of those videos online where some of these females on the subway talking shit to somebody, and then all of a sudden somebody haul off and slap them, and then the women, you can see in their eyes that reality kicks right back in. You can see the regret directly after the slap. Not condoning, I'm just saying. You can see the regret and the recollection of bad decision making right after the hit. And in relationships, a lot of times early on in relationships, you can't push certain people's buttons. You learn what to do and what not to do. And there are a lot of people who have been in long relationships who at one point there was some physical shit going on, and that goes for men and women. Just like, look at grandma and granddad. Go to grandma and granddad. I'm talking about if you got old grandmas and grandfathers. Now, grandma and granddad probably get along fine, but at one point, one of them got physical. Oh, they might not talk about it. But you know, granddad has a certain scar on his back that don't nobody ever talk about. You know, there's an old scar on granddaddy's back. And the granddad, if you ask him about it, you know, he'll say, well, he got hurt working at the GM plant or some shit. You know, he'll make up some stuff about it. But truth be told, your grandma stabbed him in the back with a broken Thunderbird bottle in 1975 over some shit he said. And that was the first and last time they got a physical. It wasn't a repeated thing. Granddad knew not to fuck around. And the relationship was smooth after that. So I'm talking about repeated. Now, if it's a repeated thing, that's not cool. If it's a repeated thing, that's not cool. And it's not even cool if it's a one-time thing, to be honest. But I'm just saying, in certain cases, I understand. Because again, like I said, men and women get on some physical shit. I had a chick get physical with me a long time ago. I was dating this chick. Fine-ass girl, by the way. And we were dating, and she was at my crib, and I was out, and she was waiting on me at my house, and you know, and I got home, and she was like, where you been all this time? And, you know, I got offended, you know, because me and her were dating, but we weren't dating like that, you know. I mean, we were dating to the point where she could come stay at my crib, and, you know, I think I spent the night at her house a few times, but she would come spend the night at my house a lot of times. You know, we were dating, but we weren't, you can ask me what the fuck I was doing out here in these streets dating. You know, you dig what I'm saying? It was that type of thing. You can't question me. I'm out here doing some player shit. You can't really, you know, I'm offended by that. So she was like, yeah, where you been all this time? And I got offended. I'm like, well, you know, I've been out doing me. I mean, you don't question me. Who, you know, I don't like you questioning me. And she was like, oh, okay. And she had a little flip phone in her hand. And this girl hauled off and threw the flip phone at me. Like, fuck this shit. Just out the blue. She ain't never done nothing like that. She was all cool and a very mellow chick. She hauled off. Fuck this shit. Threw a flip phone at me and hit me in the damn eye with it. Woman hit me in the eye with a flip phone. And right, I'm like, wait a minute. Did this motherfucker just hit me in the eye with a flip phone? And then she curled up in the bed waiting on me to retaliate. You know, trying to draw an emotion out. But I didn't do that. I didn't do anything like that because I'm like, oh, that's too easy. She wants me to beat on her or some shit to show some type of emotion. I ain't gonna do that. Now, I'm still in shock. This chick hit me now with a damn flip phone. So what I did, I went in the bathroom. Now, she had bought some $600 weave. And she had it laid out in my bathroom. And I got all those bundles and flushed them shits down the toilet. She was like, no, just hit me. No, I'm not hitting you. I'm going to hit you where it hurts. In the weave. I flushed them bitches all down the toilet. Now, you hit somebody, you better hit up Sally's Beauty Supply to get some grease for them edges, because you ain't going to have no weave to cover them. But that just shows how men and women can get on some physical shit. Now, with that female, I knew that wasn't going to work. It just took one time. So I had to wean myself up out that relationship. I was cool in the gang on that. She's one of them fine, crazy-ass chicks who would be all fine and meek and mellow and just did real crazy shit out the blue. You know, I come home and I wake up at night and she's standing outside the window like Michael Myers and shit. So that was something I had to charge to the game. But those are the five signs that lets you know that you might not be compatible with somebody you're in a relationship with. Let me get a couple more calls before I bounce out of here real quick. Hold on. Excuse me. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hey, what's going on with you, Tariq?
Hey, man, what's up? Who's this?
Man, this is Levante out of Milwaukee, man.
Levante, how you doing, fam?
I'm doing pretty well, pretty fine. I just wanted to let you know, man, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? But I had a question about Spike Lee.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to know, I'm kind of on the flip side about him because, you know, the Chirac movie was kind of weird. But at the same time, he never do any movies really directing, like, for black people or anything like that, like black people that did good things in history. What you think about that?
No. He did one movie about those brothers in the military. What was that movie? That was a great movie about brothers who did good in history. What was that movie, chat room? Those brothers who fought in World War II. I can't think of the name of that movie. That was an excellent movie. And the movie he did with Denzel, Malcolm X, that was a great one.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, so we can't count Spike out like that. Spike has done a great body of work. He's done some hit and misses. Some of the shit's a misses, but it is what it is. Hell, one of the movies, The Blood of Jesus, you know, I helped produce that. If you look at the credits, go to IMDb. You dig?
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so I've supported the brothers. So, you know, there's going to be hits and misses and all that. But, you know, Miracle at Santa Ana. That's okay. A good one. Miracle at Santa. Go watch that movie. A very good movie, man. But, yeah, we give him some leeway, man. So thanks for the call,
all
man.
All right, appreciate that.
No doubt. No, we can't say that Spike, man. Spike gets props forever for the Malcolm X movie. Spike gets props forever for that, man. No matter what you think about the dude. That's a classic movie, man. Denzel did his thing. Denzel got robbed of that damn Oscar, though. I mean, Denzel got robbed for the Oscar. But what else is new? Look, by the way, don't forget, family, we got a new social networking app coming soon. We're working on it right now. We got a new social networking site coming soon. We're working on it now. We're making it pop off. We're going to have to start getting away from the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams. We're going to have to start getting our own thing popping and controlling our own thing. I was doing an interview today with my man from The Advice Show. Shout out to that brother. We were talking about, he got banned. So many influential black people are getting banned and censored off Facebook. He was talking about how he was getting censored and banned off Facebook. Damn near every prominent black person I know is getting censored and banned off Facebook. Family, we're going to have to start weaning ourselves off that and controlling our own thing. And we're getting it in the mix right now, family. We're getting that in the mix right now. So do not trip. And also, we got a new video game coming out, a video game app. All of this stuff is coming soon, family. So y'all stay tuned for that. And don't forget, family, we're about to have the Don't Vote campaign coming soon. The Don't Vote campaign is coming soon. I'm dead serious about the Don't Vote campaign. We got to stop letting these people take our vote for granted. We're going to have the Don't Vote campaign until people start addressing black people specifically and stop tying us into these androgynous groups, just dropping us in there with gays, Latinos, and all this old stuff. We're going to have to be addressed specifically as black people who are being harmed specifically in this country by certain policies. We're going to have to start talking seriously about reparations, what black people need specifically by name. None of this, we're going to lift everybody up and some black people too. None of that bullshit. We will not vote for these people. No Hillary Clinton. No black folks. No black person should be voting for no Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is not the one. She's not our friend. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they've done a lot to harm black people. Hillary Clinton was talking all of that super predator stuff back in the 90s, which caused them to mass incarcerate so many brothers. She was doing her part in the mass incarceration of black men. Don't let her come around doing the Dougie and the whip and the nay-nay and all that shit trying to pander to us. She can kick rocks. And Bernie Sanders, if he doesn't step up to the plate, he can kick rocks. I don't like the stuff he was talking about reparations. Not feeling it. We don't have to vote for these people. We're going to have the don't vote campaign, family. We drop out, vote independent. Save your vote. We're going to have to start sending a message. Voting is pointless if we're not going to get anything done for us. Stay home. It's better to stay home. I'm serious as a heart attack. We got to get serious about how we move and shake out here and stop doing stuff as a tradition just because our mama and granddad and great granddad did it. We got to stop doing stuff that do not work for us. All right? Anyway, y'all, don't forget, go to TariqElite.com. Go get some of that fresh gear, all those clothes. Get those now. The flex boots is getting a little chilly out there. Get your ankles warm, TariqElite.com. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Go to MacLessons.com. Get all the lecture DVDs. And I'm going to holler at you on this Sunday's Ustream podcast.